Thanks again, Ivan. I used to be an irrigation engineer a long time ago, 30 years ago, but I'm a bit rusted, but I'll still try to give due credit to us and team's work in South Asia. This is a very, very specific application that was developed under a project that was funded by the Gates Foundation, a project called STARS. Was looking at geospatial applications not only in Bangladesh but in three different regions. Bangladesh, what was led by that component was led by CIMIT. Tanzania, the application was led by University of Maryland, and we have also the applications in West Africa and Mali that was led by ECRISAT, and the overall project was led by ITC in the Netherlands, University of Twente. Pani means water in Bangla, so that's a good name for the application. And if you look, if you don't know Bangladesh, Bangladesh is a very flat country. It's a country with a lot of water. and it's a country that's probably looking with worries, sea rising and climate change. Previous work to that application was looking at an ex-ante analysis at the regional level on the land use intensity, looking at fallow lands in Bangladesh in the dry or the less rainy season. It still rains during the cool season, I would say. And the application now, the project developed the application for that area in going from Barisal to the sea. And you can see that in terms of land use intensity, you have fallow land during the cool season, you have low intensity and you have high intensity. Usually the low intensity is rain-fed beans, short-duration beans. High intensity is boar rice during the cool season. There's a lot of water in Bangladesh, then and a lot of surface water. Then the idea is, and that's combined with a project that's financed by USAID, which is mechanization irrigation in CISA MI in Bangladesh, looking at intensification through low season intensification, then having a second crop and a second crop that produce more than the usual. The application is based on a very simple principle. It's to be able to give farmers an idea whether they need to irrigate or not within the next 7 days. And it's based on the long-known FAO 56 equation on evapotranspiration, which your daily crop water use equal a coefficient that's specific to the crop and to the development stage of the crop, multiplied by potential evapotranspiration, which is usually calculated by Pelman and Monti, but we can use other equations as well, and a stress factor that you allow to give on your crop, which would affect your yields, of course. So in that, FAO has a crop coefficient, that's they have tables, and the crop coefficient evolved from planting day to harvest, shaped like that. In this application, we just replace that crop coefficient by a fractional ground cover of the crop. And that has been developed by that approach by Steve Maas, who's co-author of this presentation. So ground cover, then it's fraction of the ground covered by green vegetation when seen from above, and it's the main driver of crop water use, and it's linked to the leaf area index times a coefficient that is crop specific, and it depends on the canopy architecture, of course. So you see on the left, that's a true color picture, and that's a segmented picture where you see only the vegetation, the green vegetation on the ground. And you use that as a proxy for estimating the daily water use of the crop. Those are images from, I have a series of images. That's a trial that we put in place in southern Bangladesh to calibrate. On the left side, the block of about 10 plots on the left side is mung bean. We have maize in the middle. I can see there's much more vegetation on maize and wheat on on those blocks. And that's with high resolution imagery. We are also looking at at which source of visual information, ground cover information, we can use of that from ground to satellite. That shows, in fact, what we see in terms of the resolution with rapid eye imagery. It's 5 meter resolution. And it's a bit more blurry, and then you have to realize that fields in Bangladesh are very, very small. It's a very small fraction of an hectare. And those plots that are, I think, already relatively large, about 30 meters, are usually larger than fields, individual fields in those systems. So they've been testing different algorithms to do the segmentation, and they've tested 12 algorithms on maize, on mung bean, and on wheat, and got pretty good proxy of the fractional vegetation cover. That's the test of the algorithm. I think the best one was, let me just check on my notes. I was not directly involved there. That's the deep neural network that worked best for all the tree crops. We are also looking at the use of UAVs here. It's an octocopter, and saying that's an intermediate level between the ground measurement and satellite imagery. We have also used a classical RGB camera for that, and a thermal camera. The thermal camera is quite interesting because in terms of water stress is probably the thing that gives you the best idea of whether a crop is stressed or not, and the distribution, of course, within plot. So that's the ground cover map and the RGB map, which is, it's more contrasted here, and you can see that gives you a good idea of the differences between those plots and also the within-plot variability. That's also the dry treatment, and you can see there's much more variability in terms of crop growth in the dry treatment. And all those manipulations were used to calibrate the application. And you can see, yes, that's the standard error on the dry treatment is quite high, about 10 times. So what's the model for irrigation scheduling? Very little inputs on that. Daily weather data, T-max, T-min, solar radiation, precipitation. Solar radiation is probably the most difficult things to get spatially if you are in places where you have a lot of cloud cover, and that's heterogeneous, but still we can manage it. You get the ground cover from remote sensing. What we have to realize, it's in Bangladesh, the water table is very shallow. It's 2.5 meters. Then you have a contribution through capillary rise of the water table to watering the crop, giving water to the crop. So that's the ground cover estimation throughout the season. That's the use of the forecasted weather data to estimate evapotranspiration. And they use different ones, and they use the Penman Monty, the Priestley Taylor, and the Bladney Criddle, which is the average of the daily temperature. They could have used also maybe the Hargrave one, which is a very easy one also. That's based on temperature only and latitude and time of the year. So the application is using that as input, and the recommendation is very easy. It's whether the farmers needs to irrigate within the next 7 days or not. And that information can be used by the farmer himself or herself, but also used by service providers moving around with two-wheel tractors and actual flow pumps. Then you could start building a business of service providers, improving the quality of service provision in terms of timely irrigation in that area. So those are the simulation of irrigation recommendations for maize crop. And then you can see that there's a first irrigation there of about a bit less than 30 millimeters, and then a second irrigation of 70. That's just rainfall, and that just brings your crop to maturity without crop stress. That should show the difference if you don't take into account the capillarity rise, and which is equivalent to about 2 millimeters per day if the water table is about 2.5 meters. So you over-irrigate if you don't take that into account. So from a user perspective, the input that needs to be done by the farmer, the service provider, is the field location, the sowing date, the crop type, the irrigation type, and the ground cover that can be obtained. And it's not working yet in Bangladesh from satellite or UAV, but from RGB photos taken from a smartphone. And smartphones of a cost of $40-$50 in Bangladesh do a good job. The cheapest phones are not very good for that because the quality of the image is not good enough. And the output is just the SMS message, irrigation needed in the next 7 days, yes or no. So thank you very much for your interest, and I'm ready to answer a few questions.
Thank you, Bruno.
We do have 3 minutes for questions.
No, it's a regular smartphone. Yeah. No, it's just the RGB. Yeah, the RGB image is processed according to the algorithms that were presented here, and you get a decent information about the crop cover with RGB imagery. Yeah, the greenness is something different, but. That was my comment to my colleague, and I haven't received a definitive answer. I think, well, you have seen that under those conditions and the contribution of 2 millimeter per day of the crown water table, you can probably be a bit more flexible on the thing. But it would be nice, because it takes time to require a service provider if you want to irrigate with an actual flow pumps. Then I believe that we should have a forecast of 2-3 days in terms of irrigation that you could go back to the field and just run the thing again. If you are, it just takes 20 seconds to run the application once you have all the data entered. Then just taking back a picture and just getting, you know, an updated information. And we should look also, I mean, we should do some analysis on crop loss, you know, based on the delay between the demand of irrigation and the occurrence of the irrigation as well also. But there's still a lot of peripheral work to be done. But I think also 7 days is a bit too long.
Very quick question. We have.
Sure. I was just wondering about weeds affecting the image. Is it an assumption that weeds have to be controlled, and how realistic is that in that?
Well, we drink water as well then. Whether you have weeds or not, I mean, your water use will increase if you have weeds in your field anyway, then it does take that into account. Well, ideally, it would be, you know, a good, well-weeded field. And, of course, you have the issue also of your maize being 2 or 3 meters tall and then having to get the thing. So it works very well, I would say. And then you have canopy saturation at some point, which it's the plateau in the crop coefficient in the FAO 56 anyway. So it's better than nothing. I mean, as you can always improve the thing.
Well, thank you very much, Bruno, again, for being our star for decision.
That's my last time, I promise.
Thank you.